A bad economy is one reason the state wants to tax hospitals and why the Wisconsin Hospital Association supports such an assessment. Most hospitals will get back more money in Medicaid reimbursement than they pay in taxes. Money the association says can be used to pay off bad debt and an expected increase in the number of Medicaid patients. In addition, some of the money collected by the state would go to expand health insurance to childless adults. Hospital Association President Steve Brenton says this could help as many as 40,000 needy citizens.
There's a lot of good in this package, and not just good for hospitals.
Using the hospital tax for something other than hospital Medicaid costs could be a sticking point. The Assembly scuttled a previous plan, and an aide to Minority Leader Jeff Fitzgerald says they object to parts of this one. However, Republicans are no longer in control of that House, and the revised tax plan has secured support from two groups which initially opposed it, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, along with the Wisconsin Hospital Association, which helped put the plan together, and hopes it gets on the fast track. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.